Alright. We're gonna see if I'll keep this under my jacket. It'll record better. It's windy. Pretty good weather. Feedback problems. What problems? Okay. Oh. I got one of the electric fence things out. Solar. I like solar. Whole philosophy was kind of cool. You know, there's energy out there to use. Why not use the energy you've already got rather than have some shipped in through wires and stuff. Now, solar's a tricky one. Around here, the wind's fantastic and pretty constant. Although solar is a little less, you know, you don't see it, so people like it better. But it's really quite, I think it's a lot, you know, the cost of it as opposed to what it produces for you is a little, you know, it's not anything like a wind generator, which, you know, you can just crank up that wind generator. It'll do great. Anyway, so something came to mind this morning while I was, I don't know if it happened. Not really while spring breakfast or anything, but I, taking a look. Actually, it happened beforehand, and I went to look at my patriarchal blessing to see if that was what it said, and sure enough, when I read it, it's like, that's what it said. And it says, comfort and contentment and things like that will come through doing through my life work. And I think I'd thought that before, but I really hadn't looked at to really say is that what it's really saying. Now I look back at it. It has all these verbs and stuff like that, you know, how it parts together. But I can see it that way now. You know, because I struggle with happiness. I really do. And I find it interesting because, of course, before I kind of put this little piece of the puzzle together, you know, I've already done the thought and essay on the proximity principle, and I tell this whole thing about, you know, if you're not finding what you hope to have. I say it sort of during the essay, but you know, it's all about, well then you probably haven't found. You probably aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing. And, lately, I've been calling my job with New Mexico State University, you know, technical support. I've been calling it the day job, And I think that really is kind of honest. It's interesting that I've been kind of coming at the whole idea in a sideways sort of creeping up on it without actually approaching it until this morning when I just sat down and said, well, maybe I can see what the thing says about it. I left it, sure enough, that's what it said. The things that I, you know, you don't seek happiness. You seek something else, and happiness is kind of a byproduct of it, you know? And so, the projects that I'm up to, writing projects, I find it really interesting. I did quite a long, and I didn't like it very much. I didn't like kind of the piecemeal thing, you know, when you're doing kind of a form thing, when it's supposed to be a back and a forth, it really ends up being choppy. And I don't like writing like that. I like writing in discrete little chunks. So the whole form thing, although I think it might be useful at some point for for advertising and stuff like that, so actually having been on it and out there doing it is I think good. You know, you need a certain amount of a credential. And that's how you build it, you know. Exactly, you're talking about it. The last one I did, I was really surprised. I think it's been about a week, maybe a little more than a week. And nobody's responded to it. It's like I closed the whole thing down. And I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, somebody said, well, I don't know, I don't feel like I can respond to that. Or if I'm so crazy and off the wall that it's, that I'm considered a lunatic, and, you know. Hard to say what, really hard to say how people feel. They don't respond. When they don't respond, you can't know how they feel. Anyway, not that it's gonna stop me particularly. Couldn't even hear them. That's a cool little thing. It's got one of those Suzuki. Those are cool, man. I like them. That's good. That helped me do the wiring downstairs, the conference room, last week. Was that just last week? Maybe it was at the end of 2 weeks. Anyway, not very long ago. Good people. A lot of good people in this world. And, I'm just doing what I do. And I'm not really sure what exactly that is. But, you know, and I don't know what other people think about it. feel, I find myself more willing to be among people who are a little more open-minded, and it's interesting. The open-minded people are the ones that you're going to run into that actually have, you know, tattoos all over them. Piercing. And I find that interesting, because I'm not one of those kind of people at all. And, you know, I'm this horrible aesthetic. I'm hard on myself. And I don't know when I'm ever going to stop being hard on myself, but hopefully, I really am hoping that as I get closer to reaching my potential, that some good things will come of that. And that in the midst of all these things, that I'll get a little happier. I always get really upset with myself for not being busy writing. But you have to understand, there's a whole lot of things. I have to understand. A whole lot of thinking comes before the writing. You know, if all you do is write, it's got to, by its nature, get a little mindless. Or get a little, you know, you're not putting enough thought into it if you're just churning out a bunch of stuff, you know. I guess that's why I like, you know, and my stuff is pretty, you know. Novel here, short story here. Novel there, lots of essays, and it's just what kind of comes to mind. I've been but then you have to have these kind of epiphanies too. You can't just I think there's a commercial writer who can put out a nice big essay once a week. Frankly, I don't think I'm old enough. I don't think I'm experienced enough to be able to have as many thoughts in my mind that often. I don't know how other people do it either. I don't think they do. I think they tend to rifle back to old things. Things that pop into their head. And anyway, so I'm not really a feedback guy, you know. But I'll choose where I get my feedback from. I don't want to have just a bunch of people just throwing stuff at me and saying, you know, how unresponsive I am. And he goes, "Oh yeah, but you don't really have time." You know, and I kind of do my ruminating in a little bit of a vacuum, you know. I don't go out, I don't meet people, and I don't correspond with them particularly. And I think I really, I think sometimes people talk about how intimidating I can be. But I don't feel intimidating at all. I feel very, I just finished up that little documentary movie about the people that live on the Mesa. parked outside his house, and you know, a lot of them are old vets who've gone to war, you know, and have trouble, got messed up, you know, and who wouldn't? You know, you don't want to stay there and say, oh, well, they're weak people, and you know, what are you talking about? I said, all they are is people. People have been put into horrible circumstances. You don't really know, you know, and whatever mindset brought them to the military. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to get wrapped up in those policies. I don't want to be the people, you know, executing the order. I don't want to be one of them. But I find myself saying, you know, if they're there, and it becomes a question of what these guys want. And, no, I said, I just want to be left alone. And you go, yeah, I understand that. I do too. You know? The more I look at life, the crazier it seems. And the less interested I am in having anything to do with it. You know? I write essays that maybe point to a better world, or better people, or better something, and I don't know. I don't know if I'm writing to somebody like me, because, you know, all this stuff about family, it's good to see the importance of family. But I struggle with that. Because I kind of tend to keep a distance from my parents, from my ancestors. Although when I go and I spend time with them, which is very rare, they're wonderful people. And, you know, trouble? Everybody's got trouble. You know? I have to get, ultimately, to the point to where, you know, I want to contribute something to society. I don't think I want to do it firsthand. You know, I say, well, we, you know, a leader is needed to take up this banner. And honestly, you know, I don't want to be that leader. I want to inspire the person that's going to be the leader, I guess. I always thought I'd make a better, like, Merlin than King Arthur, you know. I always thought I would do better as the advisor. And, I don't know, but if you do what you do, and you see what happens. And put yourself out there. You know, God is steering me towards something. And I'm constantly concerned by where I'm headed. I guess that's where my frustration is. I guess my biggest concern is I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to miss an important turn. And I need to trust more that whether I'm getting molded into something, you know, whether I'm getting beat like a blacksmith will beat a piece of metal into the right shape to do something, that just willing to give up on me. I'm worried that I'm too slow. I'm worried that I'm not panning out, and that I'm just, you know, I'm worried that I'm going to be cast aside as some sort of sort of broken, you know, just too hard to work with, too crazy. So I need to relax more and say, you've been following God all the time, trying to, and that if you're off the rails, how could that possibly be? With God intervening so much, you know, if there was anything that came out of 2012, it is that God wasn't going to let me get off of the rails. So, I should think about that and say, well, I don't think God's tossed me aside yet, because if he had, he wouldn't have done any of that intervention. Almost everything I applied for, I was interviewed for. I was on the short list of every single one. And, that's sort of something, you know. Time I shoot. And so I think I need to take it easy. I think I need to continue on learning, growing, feeding myself information, concepts, ideas, and see where these things end up. See what happens to them. Regardless, really, I'm just trying to get a handle on things, and I do, you know, not to say anything about me, but that my biggest problem is potential. But really, honestly, I don't know what my potential is. God knows what it is. And I've just got to, not so much put into His hands, but just say, keep leading, keep guiding, whether it's ahead or behind, pushing or pulling or whispering or whatever. And whatever you need me to be, Father, it's fine. I think I've said that plenty. Geese going south again. They go north, they go south. Poor guys. They must just get worn out. I don't know if it's because it's so warm that that's what inspires it or not. Anyway, so. I'm just trying to, you know, maybe I shouldn't try to figure it out so much. But, you know, I don't think I can change anything that I'm doing. I think I should be more accepting of the time frame, be more accepting of the way things are going. I look and I'm a pretty respected person. You know? Among people I just assume be respected by, I think I am respected by them. And I don't know if I'm intimidating to some people. I don't see why that should be. I don't know how much other people struggle, but I have my own struggles, internal struggles. I'm often a little jealous of other people that I think have their lives more together than I do. So, and I'm this big guy, you know. Got a little meat on my bones. Mostly fat, but a little bit of meat. And, just trying to do what I'm supposed to do here. Have fun with my spending time together as a family. Lisa's been pushing out, which I think is excellent, wonderful. And what we've been doing has really been kind of coming together. Here I am, doing the normal dad thing, trying to push my kids out, and Lisa's trying, you know, she doesn't want them to leave, she likes her kids, and I like my kids too, I don't want them to think that I don't like them, that's why, well, dad just wants me to leave, and you go, oh, I want you to go and experience things, and find yourself. I don't think you're going to find yourself here. You know? Because I wondered. I kind of wish I wandered around a little bit more than I did. But, you know. All I can say is I don't think I'm off the rails quite yet. Otherwise, I would know that I was on my own and could do what I wish. And, I pretty much know that that's not in the cards. You know, I don't know if it's going out and living on some mesa somewhere. Although, John Lancaster, who is the person that I follow a bit, I remember reading something that he wrote a long time ago about being a guru, you know, and that he lives off the beaten path. He's a little difficult to get to sometimes, and he doesn't mind keeping it that way. And I don't know, you know, I gotta tell you, part of where I am now and where I want to go on to is a little more manifestation of that, trying to reconcile my own desire to be away from people more than I am now, and my wife not particularly wanting to be that way. Although every once in a while, you know, it happens. You don't really know what to do with it. Anyway, so. Oh, living out here on the prairie. With the people that are here to be purified with. And, live and let live, kind of guy. Blowing sand, man. I was just looking at my front yard today, and there was, not too many years ago, it was threatening to be a really decent lawn. And it started trying to reseed again. We're getting it all. I don't know how you pronounce it. Desertification. That sounds weird. Getting a little deserty. Like anything else to call it. Regardless. So I hope I see the value of being a little kinder to myself. You know? Letting things come together as they will. And not getting so weird about the time frame. 45. Probably. Yeah, it's just in the middle of life. My life. And I'd like to get around to the things I'm supposed to get around to. And thank you. things happen a little more. Dated spot. If the world needs a few more trees, but I've noticed that a lot of our trees are just not cutting it, you know. The establishments can handle some drought, but they can't handle, you know, a forever drought. Anyway. Now coming in to the end of the walk. What are we talking about besides trying to find choice?